It's Command Sergeant Major Thomas Capel on Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio.
Welcome to the second edition of Leadership Matters with Command Sergeant Major Capel. Good morning, Command Sergeant Major. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great here. It's a great day here in Afghanistan. We got a little snow coming down up here in Kabul, but that's no showstopper.
Well, I understand you've been traveling the last couple of weeks since we last talked, and you went on a trip to Poland and several visits across Afghanistan. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, it's one of the same things we always get to is in the leadership arena here where leadership matters the most, and it matters the most when you're leading guys and girls on the battlefield. And the Polish military is trying to do just that. They wanted me to come up and sit in the AER with them as they go back and review their years of service over here in Afghanistan and make sure that they're doing the right thing and they're getting things right before, during, and after deployment. And I tell you, that was a great experience there to see the non-commissioned officers and leaders of the Polish Armed Forces Service stand up here and try to do things in order to best support their soldiers as they move into harm's way. And it was just great a venue there, had an opportunity to sit up there and share ideas. And they have some great ideas in place here and how they're going to move forward and continue to prepare their soldiers for their deployments before they deploy from home and take care of them on the battlefield. And one of the big things is how they're going to take care of their guys and girls once they return back home.
Well, how did your visits across Afghanistan go?
Oh, I've been out here on the road here. I came back from Poland. The next day I had another great trip up to Jalalabad there. I got to go up there and visit Task Force Bronco and get out there and see some of their soldiers. And I tell you, they showed me some sketches, some maps, and some slides there that really, really made me very happy. And what they are doing up there is they have Afghans out front in everything.
Wow.
And that is the direction that we have been trying to go for years, and it kind of seemed like that we have some units out here that's figuring it out pretty fast. As long as we have the Afghans up front, and they are doing the things in order to protect the freedom of their people and protect their country. And we haven't forgot about them. We're still standing by helping them, and they're doing the same thing up there. Those places like Barilai and Boston and all these other places here, they still see us. But, I mean, the Afghans are just doing an amazing job up there with the help of Task Force Bronco. And as I move across the area of operation here, I see the same thing as being unfolded everywhere I go. I was just up to Task Force Storm yesterday. I got to spend some time with those guys, and they laid down a terrific briefing on how they are partnering and working with the border police, the uniform police, and everybody else around there, making sure that Afghans have what they need in order to be successful, and building up trust and confidence in their leaders and their support and getting the things that they're supposed to have. So overall, this visit have been great here. And of course, you know, I always have to stop in and see the French and other guys as I move around the battlefield, the coalition forces, task force, our staff. I mean, they are just doing some great things around here.
Well, that's pretty incredible. Well, there's a lot of talk right now about drawdown of forces across DOD, and there are some major changes coming up for all services regarding the drawdown. And I understand a new policy for the Army went out last week regarding retention standards. What does this mean to the U.S. service members and their families?
Well, one of the big things it means here is I wouldn't tell everybody to start panicking, getting on the edge of the seat, and start worrying about what's going to happen to their future here in the next few years down the road. But I will say there's some major changes going down on around the world, our services, and some here on the battlefield. As you know, we're going to downsize the size of our forces here in Afghanistan. That's no surprise to nobody. But also back at home, we're going to draw down the size of our force back at home, and that's going on for all service. And as I go around the country here, all of the forces that I have had the opportunity to sit down with, they talking about drawing down in order to meet the demands of the budget and how they're going to move forward. And back here in our force, we will draw down our force as well. And what they are looking at is those guys and girls who are not meeting the standards, who continue to get themselves in trouble, and how are we going to get our force down to the size that our DOD is telling us to get to in a timeline that they have given us to get there. So they put some hard, tough demands on us and making sure we meet those demands, and we keep the best guys and girls in our uniform service, in our professional service, that need to be here, and those guys and girls who are not meeting the standards, they're asking us to get rid of.
Well, right after this break, we're going to talk about how leadership plays into this drawdown. So stick around and keep it locked to 94.1 Freedom Radio.
You're tuned in to Leadership Matters, 94.1 Freedom Radio. You're back with Command Sergeant Major Capel on Leadership Matters, 94.1 Freedom Radio.
We're back with Command Sergeant Major Capel, and before we went to break, we were talking about the DOD drawdowns for all services. How does leadership play into the drawdowns and the new retention policies, Command Sergeant Major?
Well, when I was growing up, I came from the way back in old school there. It was a little box that sat on the commander's dash stand. We call that box a reenlistment box. And inside that reenlistment box, there was cards on every soldier in that organization.
Wow.
And that commander was required to counsel that soldier after being inside that organization for 30 days and trying to get a feel of what that soldier want to do in the future of the soldier. And somewhere around about a year and a half before the soldier was scheduled to ETS, he had a soldier back in there and kind of talked to him about their options and staying in the service and what. And those systems are still out there. We still have commanders doing great things, and the leaders and the NCOs, and prepping their soldiers and making sure they qualify for any job they so desire into when that time comes for them to reenlist. Those systems are still out there, and we're still doing a great job, and we ask commanders to continue to do that, counsel soldiers, and make sure that they understand there are things and jobs that they can get into, and as long as they qualify for them. Now, some of the things we ask them, the soldier who have to also help themselves. If you need to go to school, get in school. If you need to pass a PT test, pass your PT test. If you're overweight, get underweight. I mean, those things there is one of the things that the commanders look at and have to counsel the soldiers on. And it's going to have them across the whole armed forces as making sure that they understand if they are not meeting the standards, they will not be entitled to reenlist or continue to wear the uniform that so many of us wear so proudly every day.
That's some very important things that we need to take into consideration. And it comes right down to even the lowest level NCO. So it's still the leadership's responsibility to the lowest level NCO to clearly identify what the retention standards are, correct?
Exactly. The retention standards is cut clear and dry. And, you know, there's some things that was put inside the message here to the commander signed by the Secretary of the Army. And those things there was some of the things to help him engage and meet the goals in which they're putting out here for us to do. Some of those things was in here was non-commissioned officers receiving a relief for calls. I mean, you probably won't be able to stay in here and wear a uniform with a relief for calls evaluation report. In the Army Value column, Part 4 of the Army Values on the NCR, probably won't allow you to serve or continue to serve in the military. The senior rater give you a 4 as a poor performance on your evaluation report, or 5. I mean, those things that the commander is going to have to look at and make the decision of termination if this is the kind of individual that we want to keep in our service or not. And other things that we have to watch and be very careful of is these multiple DUIs and drug users, domestic violence, sexual assault cases that we keep seeing over and over and over. Those things there is going to come back and it's going to hinder a lot of soldiers from the opportunity to continue to serve in the military service.
Yeah, like you said, Command Sergeant Major, keeping the best of the best around.
You're exactly right, and that's what we're going to have to get down to. Now, in my eyes, I just kind of love soldiers. I love soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines. I just want to see them all be in a position when time comes for them to reenlist, that they can stand out front and they can reenlist for any job that they so desire. As a leader, it is my job and every other leader's job to help my guys and girls meet those goals and continue to wear the uniform proudly if they so deserve. It's up to the soldier in order to perform themselves to standards, do the things they're supposed to be doing, being on time for formations, in the right uniform, not getting DUIs, not using illegal drugs, not doing things that's going to get them in trouble. And when they do that, then it kind of forced the leader's hands to have to take action and comply with some of the things that we are getting told we have to do by the Department of the Army.
Right after this, we're going to be back with closing comments from Command Sergeant Major Capel, so stick around.
Got a question for Command Sergeant Major Capel? Email it to afnbagram@gmail.com. 94.1 Freedom Radio. You're listening to Command Sergeant Major Thomas Capel on Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio.
We're back with Command Sergeant Major Capel on Leadership Matters. And Command Sergeant Major, thank you so much for your time today. Is there anything else you'd like to close out with that we haven't covered?
Well, first of all, I'm extremely proud, very happy about being back over here and back in Afghanistan. And as I travel up and down the road here, I see all kinds of amazing things that keep surprising me every day. It's just amazing that the hard, dedicated work that our men and women are doing on the battlefield, to include our DOD civilian that we have on the battlefield over here every day, and they are doing some amazing things, and I just want to thank them all for their dedicated service to a grateful nation.
Thank you so much for your time today, and is there any particular song you'd like to close out with?
I think you got the songs over there, Mariah Carey. If you'd like to, I'd like to play a tribute to Whitney Houston. She was one of my favorites, and she was surely be missed by all.
Absolutely. We can definitely get her on for you. Thank you so much, Command Sergeant Major Capel. And we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
No one knows better than Command Sergeant Major Capel on Leadership Matters. 94.1 Freedom Radio.